Police say at least four people were arrested after protesters started vandalizing the North Precinct, using dumpsters set on fire to block the building's exits, trapping people inside.
All I can imagine is my husband or my son or a friend or a relative being locked in a place, boarded up, and then set on fire and have nowhere to go. That is never okay. That's terrorism, period.
Many spoke compassionately at today's press conference on Northeast MLK with the charred buildings behind them. Portland's new police chief, Chuck Lavelle, called what happened evil.
The acts that took place here last night are not only reprehensible, but they're evil. Right. Barricading a building and setting fire to it with people inside. And I remind you, the key word there is people. Whether it's here, whether it's at the Justice Center, there are people inside these buildings that we're trying to protect. And the acts that have been going on throughout this city while regular Portlanders are asleep is reprehensible, and it needs to stop and stop today.
Sixth-generation Oregonian Carol Leonard helped change the name of the street to Martin Luther King Jr. Boulevard.
This street was renamed with the help of the people of this community. I chaired the committee. What went off last night was right in my neighborhood. I am a half a block off of here. It is never tolerable to use that kind of violence.
Mayor Ted Wheeler called it unacceptable.
Doors being nailed shut, barred shut, with fires being set to the outside of the building with people inside. That is not transformation. Last night was plainly and simply about arson. It was about destruction. It was about endangering lives. It's blatant criminal violence. Violence that is totally unacceptable.
This man's shop was damaged.
My brand is Champions, and Champions about those that fight for a cause, right? Those that come together to build and to grow, and that's what we're doing. It's not about tearing down, so that whatever went on here last night was not a part of this community, because our community don't get down like that.
Several officers were hurt last night. Jacob Dean, FM News 101.